Yeah, it was a positive result. I think to be fair, some of the decisions went our way that maybe during the season mightn't have gone our way. You know, it's the second home game, I think, in a row. Maybe out of three that an opposition team has gone down to 10 men early in the game. You know, that kind of thing was happening against us last year and maybe parts of this year, you know. But, we got the decisions and a little bit of luck went our way. We just, you know, it's next weekend and the week after that we need that little bit of luck. But, no, the second half we were decent, albeit against 10 men. I thought we upped the pace of the game, you know, a lot in the second half. First half we were poor. And, if we play like that next weekend, we'll be in big bother in Belfield, as we played in the first half tonight.
That said, you got off to a good start. A penalty decision that went your way as well, Ollie, tucked home by Tony McNamee.
Yeah, as I said, a lot of big decisions went our way. That was one of them. You know, there was probably three decisions that went our way, the sending off, and maybe, you know, the penalty that wasn't given when Aidan Keenan tumbled over. You know, look, maybe our luck is in. I don't know. It certainly wasn't in earlier parts or in the middle part of the season or last year. But we need every decision going our way, you know, up in Belfield and when they come here. But look, listen, we got through it with no sendings off, with a couple of knocks and bruises, but please God, nothing too serious. And that was really the focus today was to get through with that.
And a word for BJ Banda, a night to remember for him, his home debut, scoring twice.
Yeah, BJ did well. You know, he gives us something different. You know, he's left a little bit of pace in that, but... Look, he's a long way to go, and I don't want to take anything away from him. He had a great night. Garrett Darley came on, Lee McCarron came on in goals as well, and it's great for them. But you know, they're young, they're kids, they're only learning. But they've given the place a little bit of the lift with, you know, their freshness, and even at training, you know, it's great to have them in, and they're mad to learn, and long may that continue.
Yeah, and that's one of the positives of finishing the league campaign in second. You know, a few weeks back, Ollie, you were assured of your playoff position, so you were allowed to bring in some of the younger players like BJ and like Gareth Doherty.
Yeah, well, really, the reason we took them in was that a number of players who were in college, younger players as well around the country, went back to college and couldn't basically be there to train with us. So the two lads were still at school, and we took them in from the 19s. They did well at training. They got their chance today. They both played parts last week in Athlone. BJ, actually, I think this is his third game with us, you know, at that young level. But look, there's a bit of freshness here, which is great. But at the same time, they've a bit to go, and I'm sure they realise that.
So attention's turned now to next Friday night, away to UCD in the opening game in the playoffs, Ollie. How will you be approaching that one?
Look, the same as we approach every game. We've only a 6-day turnaround to Belfield, and we know we're going to be under pressure up there. They have a full side to pick from again, unlike when they were here, whatever it is now, 4 or 5 weeks ago. They've given us a few runarounds with their full team out, and we'll be serving a possession up there next Friday night, and it'll be much more difficult than what you saw tonight, I would say. But I think we're in a good frame of mind. You know, it's as you said, that result tonight, it won't do us any harm. You know, there's nobody in there getting carried away. They know exactly that game is I won't say a meaningless game, but that the result was irrelevant. Next Friday night's result is hugely relevant. It'll be very difficult, especially up there.
Harps, some might say, are the form team going into the playoffs, Ollie. You're on a great run. I know some of those games, the results were meaningless, but still in all, I mean, you'd rather be going into these playoffs winning matches rather than losing them.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, you know, to build up a little bit of confidence. You know, I wouldn't mind had we not won the game tonight or if we lost the game. You know, we our thoughts have turned to UCD the minute the final whistle went, and probably, you know, if I'm being honest, we've had it in the back of our mind for the last 8 days since they were confirmed as third place in it. Look, we have a lot of work to do this week. We've only 6 days to turn around to try and come up with some sort of a plan. Up in Belfield, because the last number of times we were there, we struggled, and we struggled with possession of the ball. We struggled. We were looking to get a draw, maybe a 2-2 draw there around the season. We lost 1-0 during the month of July when they were in Europe. They're probably the best footballing side in the competition. Wexford are, you know, obviously all round with their football. Their maybe experience, their work rate, their physicality, they're all round the best side, but GCD play the best football. And I think anyone that was here way back at the start of the year when they came here saw that, and it'll be no different next Friday, but we'll have to try and cope with it.
And will you be at full strength, Ollie?
We have a number of people that are struggling. There were a number of knocks tonight that were hopeful to recover. A number of people that didn't play tonight that didn't train and probably won't be training in the early parts of next week. So it doesn't look like we'll have a full amount to pick from, but we'll try and manage it as best we can, Dermot.
Okay, and given the fact that this is the last league match of the season, then Ollie, can I ask your thoughts on the season in general? I mean, the second place finish, a case of so near yet so far?
Look, as I said in the air, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we finished if we can't, you know, give a good account for ourselves in the playoffs. That's being honest. And you're asking me to sum up a season, and you know, to me, maybe the season's only starting. You know, like it's, yep, it was a decent season so far. If it all goes out the window, you know, we'll be looking back and saying, no, you know, that wasn't a great year. Yeah, it certainly was up to now, but basically we've a massive two games ahead of us, Dermot, and you know, ask me that question when those two games are over, and you know, I'll answer it then.
Okay.